This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, we're going to pick up right where Mitchell left off. 4 minutes of live radio in which to wrap up the week that was. Might be four and a half. I don't know. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Sadeep Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
So, Lee, let me start with you and literally the thing Mitchell left off with, which was this idea of rising wages. We saw in this report today, I think it was the second or third month in a row, of increasing wages. Has to be a good sign.
It is a good sign. It is a good sign. It's an important good sign. But the other factors that Mitchell mentioned, the part-time workers who want to work full-time, the participation rate, remained unchanged this time. It's important to note that one jobs report does not a trend to make. We've had several strong reports. But in terms of, you know, really looking into those metrics in particular, it's not so great on that side. And wages, you know, why aren't we seeing those other things go up?
Well, Sadeep, why aren't we seeing those other things go up?
We are seeing some wage growth, and that we should give ourselves a little bit of credit for that. And especially when you adjust for inflation, partly because of really cheap gas prices, inflation-adjusted wages are looking far better than a lot of people give it credit for. It's obviously far from satisfying for most Americans. We've had years where we saw markets go on a tear, and we thought the wage growth is pitiful. Now we've got markets being very nervous, and we knew that the roles would reverse, but it's just not the scale of reward people were looking for in terms of wage growth, in terms of the availability of jobs out there, and in terms of the opportunities to rise up the job ladder.
Lee, what do you think, though, of the idea that, you know, maybe this is as good as it gets, and it's going to be a long while before wages keep pace with the other tightening in the labor market?
I think that's a scary thought, and that sort of goes in line with this sort of slow, steady recovery we've seen. And, you know, the other thing that's sort of scary, and I'm usually an optimist on the jobs front, but the other thing that's kind of scary is jobs are really a lagging indicator. So if the market's going crazy now and all these other metrics are not great right now, there's a laundry list of them, does that mean that we're going to see more pain in jobs? I mean, I would think and hope not, but it begs a question.
All right. So Sudeep, let me take you sort of extraterritorial here and ask you about the global economy, right? With China and then Europe and Brazil. I mean, you know, a lot of places that used to be going gangbusters aren't. We now, once again, are sort of left to carry the burden. And I wonder if we're able to do that given our stuckness.
Our stuckness is a problem, and it's a very different global economy than it was in the 1990s when maybe the U.S. was in a position to do that. U.S. growth is obviously not good, but it's far from disastrous. In the other big developed economies in Europe and in Japan, it's less good. You give it a little frowny face, but it's not disastrous there either.
I don't use emoticons, man.
And then the rest of the world is just awfully messy. China is a huge black box. We have no idea what's really going on in there, and the concerns about China are reverberating everywhere else. And so until we make sense of that, we won't really know how we're going to come through the rest of the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. I'm going to throw you two the same question I gave to Catherine and Cardiff last week, and largely they poo-pooed me, but I'm curious to see what you two have to say. Are we, Lee, do you think, looking for a recession here and a recovery and an economic boom that's now very long in the tooth?
I don't think so. I think that there's a chance. I think the chances are lower than having a recession. I mean, you know, like Sudeep said, our economy is growing and it's not, you know, 4 or 5%. We haven't seen that in a while, but it's okay. I mean, you know, the past couple weeks have not been great. And if you look at things like inventories and manufacturing and durable goods, it's not going in the right direction, but I don't think we're at the R word point.
I will say you were not enthusiastic in that rejection of my thesis.
Sadeep, but there's a very big difference between those
true.
Things
totally
and a
right.
recession.
That is totally true and an important fact. Sadeep, last word to you. You have 19 seconds.
We can muddle through this. It's entirely possible we can get through this year and maybe even next year with slow growth and just pulling us along bit by bit, but we are one shock away from a recession and it's not going to take a lot. That is what the most terrifying factor is, and we have not set up the infrastructure, the policy to respond to something like that, and won't really know how to deal with it until long after it has arrived. That's the problem that we're facing.
All right, we got to go. Sadeep Reddy at the Wall Street Journal, Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.